Well, what's it like when you go from being a spouse to a caregiver? What kind of challenges does a person face when he or she has this new responsibility with a loved one? Well, there's a woman out in West Lynn who knows all about it. Her name is Lauren Simon. She's a mother and author of the book, When You Feel Like Strangling the Patient, Love and Support for the Caregiver. Well, Lauren, it sounds like the title of your book just about sums it up, doesn't it? When You Feel Like Strangling the Patient.
Yeah, that actually happened.
Tell me how you went from being a wife and mother to a caregiver and author.
Oh, it happened 4 years ago. My husband's heart stopped four times in the middle of the night, and he was really lucky to survive. After returning home, I began to experience a lot of varied emotions, from compassion and love to frustration and even anger. Being frustrated with my husband because he was gaining weight, he wasn't exercising. He's also 17 years older than myself. We had long conversations before we decided to get married, and I said, honey, the only thing I ask of you is you take really good care of yourself. His children would come to me in private and say they were worried about their father, and he would just dismiss me. And that happened for about 3 years, and then the heart attack happened.
In the healthcare system, it seems like they spend a lot of time focusing on the patient, but not the caregiver, who oftentimes has a lot of pressure on them to make things right.
You know, fortunately, Rebecca, this is slowly changing. But when I left the hospital with my husband after 5 nights, I was carrying binders and pamphlets, and we had tutorials in the hospital room on how to take care of him. And I was still really trembling and not doing so well. So I think this is slowly changing, and this is my dream really for this book, is to get it into hospitals so they can hand it out when they're handing out the care of the patient literature.
That's so good to know. How is your husband today?
He is 35 pounds lighter. He's never been healthier. He's doing weights and exercising.
Now, when he reads your book and sees all the mean things you said about him, how does he handle that?
Well, you know, you're going to think this is funny, Rebecca, but I showed him my journal because I wanted him to understand it. I wasn't proud of these feelings. And he immediately says, this has to be a book. You have to get the word out to other caregivers so they don't feel alone.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you know what? Proceeds from the book will go to Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue so they can buy defibrillators. Where can people get your book?
People can get my book online on Amazon. They can go through my website, don'tstranglethepatient.com, and they can come to our event November 6th in Tualatin. And all books purchased at that event will go to this great grant that will greatly increase the odds of surviving cardiac arrest in public places and in private.
Lauren, a lot of caregivers out there are glad you did this, so thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Here's what's coming up on Portland's Morning News. We have 10 minutes of nonstop news, including your traffic, weather.
And a hot housing market's proving to be fertile ground for phony contractors. We've got a live report on that at the top of the hour. Stay connected with Portland's Morning News on FM News 101.